Warning, the following program contains material of an offensive nature. Listener discretion is advised. This program is not suitable for those under the age of 18.
And now, Big City Talk.
Oh, Bill!
Oh.
I gotta say, there's one great thing about being stuck in Aussie, and that is Jennifer Hawkins and the Miss World, or Miss Universe, Miss Sphere Globe. She's the one.
Miss G-String.
Oh!
Oh!
And we are still reeling all these weeks later from the incident with the G-Thong.
I mean, hey, look, it was a setup. It worked like clockwork, but it was fantastic.
It was art, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show.
That lasted a two-day news cycle. That.
And we were there at her welcome home party in Darlinghurst, and we're going to talk about that Darlinghurst down under Aussie, Sydney side, East Coast. Bill, you're listening to Big City Talk.
Oh, really?
And this is the final show possibly ever after 36 years now.
Well, according to this legal document, it is the last show.
Our lawyers will be shutting down the show. We have besmirched one too many corporations, Bill.
One too many celebrities.
And
celebrities have actually formed themselves into a corporation.
We have been able to get away with this for 36 years since 68 because we have dodged the law with all the subtlety of a ballet dancer. And right from continent to continent, pirouetting our way, Bill, while also entertaining the masses, which is not easy to do both at the same time.
Well, our ballet feet have landed in
hot water.
In a pair of buckets.
Oh, it's steaming.
Full of hot water.
Full of hot, steaming hot water and loose meat.
We haven't not only got blisters on our fingers, we now got blisters on our toes.
Oh, we are in a lot of trouble here, but we are going to
our asses are on fire.
Plowing through the show because we have to report on Deldra Goodrin's $8 million tour that's being released in Jenny's paper.
Of where?
Also, too,
Was she going on a holiday?
We've got the big rockers rocking out for the Sudan, and we're going to talk about that later. Also, too, a new movie based on the life of Bill and Saul. And we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Going to be shot in black and white and silent.
And Ivana Trump, Bill, who Bill has had a taste for in the past, in some of his lowest ebbs, she's going to host her own TV show, Bill. We'll talk about that later on. We've got talk about the Latin Grammys and why they're about as important as the Aussie Grammys. And also, too, Britney Spears chewing gum, Bill, is available via eBay.
Does it taste like Britney?
Bill, it's a DNA situation, and we've already done that with other celebrities. We're going to talk to that later on in the show. Ray Liotta has hit a new low. We're going to talk about that. And also, Bill, Fergie's fat crisis, which has reached new proportions of hugeness, and Fergie's really feeling the twist, Bill.
And I think that'll provide a nice segue into another plug this week for our brown vein cheese.
Which is taken off. It comes with fecal, which is guaranteed your
fecal pieces.
A whole week off work, you'll be so sick. But it's such a sensational, cheesy flavor, Bill, and it's going to take you there.
Now with 40% more fecal.
Bill, I don't know what I can say here other than to introduce some new rock.
Let's have a bud.
We have discarded our previous format of 1 week, which was the Maxi Play format. Now we're going for the full total play, back to the beginning where it all started with the Weezer band. This is American rock, as only could be made by Americans, and a song about the great Buddy Holly.
Big City Talk.
What's with this long distance in my girl? Just that.
Weezerbed Bill.
Mm.
And whatever became of them. Well, what became of them was this. They came out to do our show once. They turned up late. They didn't do the Buddy Holly song like we requested.
They swore.
They did some new track, some new single. We said we never do the new singles.
What the hell is this?
Disorientates the listeners. They like to hear familiarity.
Yeah, either do a cover or do the hit.
Do a cover or do that. That's it, Bill. And when Bill said that.
Yeah, forget the hit. Just do a cover.
When Bill said that to them midway through the argument, I just looked at him and pointed and said, you cannot argue with that point that Bill Zabensberg has just made there. And
I want you to do Candyman.
But they did. They played a new song where they played about 8 bars of a new song. Mel and I did not recognize it as a hit. The whole thing is dismissed.
Get your skanky asses out of here.
And they are undernourished rockers, so there was not much of a blade to chew. We had Hiawatha the Chopper, who was our head of security at that stage before he broke his leg. And which has permanently been gangrene since he's not able to secure Mel and I as he used to.
He really refuses to get it treated since that initial visit to the hospital.
Oh, and he refuses to look down at it, and I don't blame him for that now because it's starting to look like our brown vein cheese with fecal.
He just keeps on drinking to take away the pain.
And we know about that. I mean, we cannot criticize him for that, Mel.
Because, he learned from the masters.
He doesn't quite like a lot of booze, Bill, when the things get... What I like
unbearable.
As the great order, Bill, from Aspen in Colorado, Hunter Thompson said, when the going gets tough, Bill, the wind turned pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I never agreed with that. But I do think that booze is terrific. And I know Bill does too, even though people at his counseling class probably wouldn't like to hear about that.
Oh, look, what...
Hey, Mel, I got a question.
What happens outside of counseling class stays outside of counseling class, okay?
Yeah, but Mel will be doing a world's most outrageous counseling class incident video soon, which will be released on DVD. And these people were just trying to get some clearance. Otherwise, there'll be a lot of pixelated faces, and Mel's face would be the only one you'll see. Well, Mel, is this the diary, or we have to get to Eddie?
I think we got to say a big Aussie g'day to our panel boy, Eddie Wiener.
Hey, thanks, Mel. G'day. Mel, g'day, Saul.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing? Eddie, is this pre-diary or is this diary?
No, we have pre-diary, Saul.
Oh, Bill, we have so much to get through here. I think we need to stop, take stock, and play the diary introduction theme.
The Big City Talk Diary. Thanks to Del Zwitter Slims, part of the Del Zwitter range of fine tobacco products.
New range of Del Zwitter tobacco. Mel and I are the principals of Del Zwitter tobacco sticks, there's a new...
The third largest supplier of tobacco product
in the Western
in the developing world.
Oh, we got about 98% of the developing
in the
world.
In the developing Western world.
Yeah. A new range from our I range of Del Zwitter came out last week. We had the Del Zwitter Imperials, which was my design, which is a longer and fatter a tobacco stick for a greater puff, and also to the Del Zwitter Incidental, which is a smaller Del Zwitter tobacco stick. It's for when you are running late for a meeting or between meals, between the first course and the steak, and between the steak and the cake. Del Zwitter Incidental is a tobacco stick, Bill. You could
While you're waiting for the bus. You know, you might not get through a full one.
That's it, because Murphy's Law, Mel, Murphy's Law says the minute you light up a Dell,
that's it.
The damn thing's going to come from around the corner. This is what people who catch buses tell me. I haven't caught public transport since I was 9, and I refuse.
Well, this is what our marketing people have been telling us.
Well, Mel, will you have a driver? You know, at that stage, you really don't want to be catching the subway in New York.
But anyway, the incidentals are taking off. The
chubby little rich kid, you know.
Yeah. Sure, it's just a regular Del Zwitter cut in half, but it's finely cut.
But, Mel, what I love about the incidental is that the quality of a full-length normal Del Zwitter is packed into
pressed.
The incidental. So there's no lack of quality there. There's no lack of quality control in the execution of the enjoyment.
Yeah.
And, that's
so if you're smoking, say, a Del Zwitter, say, a 12 or something... At incidental, you could actually
smoke
24 milligrams of tar.
Well, you compressed into this little tiny thing. Well, theoretically, Bill, you could. And theoretically, you could also enjoy two Dells Winter incidentals at the same time.
Well, you could chain. You could light one, light one off the other, like I used to do in the 70s.
Well, also, too, Bill, I'd like to talk, if I could, about Iraq for the Sudan, because I have an opinion about this, and I would like to hear yours, Bill, after I've expressed mine. What's happening here is great rock and rollers like Badly Drawn Boy from the UK, R.E.M. out of Athens, Georgia, U.S., and Jet Melbourne, Aussie rock.
Jeez, how did they get on there?
I don't think the people of the Sudan, Bill, are all that interested in hearing Jet. This is my opinion. And I don't think there's any use in recording a disc.
And I think, like the rest of the world, they're probably over REM as well.
And I doubt they have.
If I hear that bald, whining little guy once more.
Who's he, Bill?
Stipe.
Oh, Michael Stipe.
Stipe. Yeah.
Overplayed his hand very early and has paid the price since, Bill.
Yeah.
But the Sudanese, Bill and I, have tried this before. We tried to crack that market, Bill, and there's not a lot of money to go around. And we did very heavily market the show over there.
Yep.
But these people don't have access to a DVD
or surround EVD sound
or anything. They don't want to hear that. Why don't you send some food? Sting now, back with more news of Deltra.
Mel and Sol. Entertainment wilds in an ocean infested with whitebait.
Big City Talk.
Mel, it's been revealed that Aussie songbird sensation Deltra Goodrem will make $8 million from a tour, perhaps more, in Down Under. And the question was put to me, how much would a worldwide tour gross? How much money would she make from that? I said $8
million. Yeah.
I said that would incorporate everything.
Everything.
Yeah. No, I don't think they are.
Okay, so 8.1. Yeah.
You know,
tops.
You people down here will fork out top dollar to see the great Aussie songbird, Bill, singing all the hits from, including one of her hits, Bill.
What other hits?
I don't know. We've been pumping her stuff on our soft stations.
Is it Born to Cry?
It is tear-inducing music.
Oh, it's...
It really gets you in the gut.
It's gastric-inducing music,
and,
if you ask me.
She was born to cry, she was born to lead, and I hope one day, Bill, we will see Deltra running for governor, because I think it would be a good it would be a win-win for everybody.
Now. I'd like to see her running off the stage in the G-string like that. Miss Universal, Bill.
Like Ginny Hawkins.
Ginny Hawkins.
Steeltown sensation.
Queen.
Steeltown
Steel
Queen.
Queen.
Steel Queen. And I'll tell you, Bill, you see those two, it was like a two ripe grapefruits being separated by a bit of string, and they are steel. That's Steeltown goodness. And I don't know whether that was official, when it was meant to happen, when it was just a total wardrobe malfunction. But Mel, sensational is all I can say about her.
Yeah.
And don't believe all this stuff that thong is going to be eBayed at auction or auctioned on eBay, because it's not true. Because Mel and I...
Got to get it out of my safe first.
Mel, we were at the welcome home party, which the guests included such people as Shari Lee Hitchcock, Shay Brewster, Mike Walsh, Stefania Grisiana.
Whose welcome home was this?
Hey, Tony Graziana. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, I haven't seen Tony Graziana in years.
Mel and I were at this thing. We saw Miss World, Miss Universe. She was there. And Mel and I said, oh, who the hell are all these nobodies? And I'll tell you what, Bill.
I said, who are you? I work in accounts.
She gave
me a
look.
What do you do? I work in menswear.
You know, she's...
You get me some cheap cologne?
She's too hot at the moment, so she's trying to keep on top of it. But the look in her eye, Bill, when I said, who are all these D-listers here? She gave me a look that said, Sol, I know exactly where you're coming from.
I mean, Wheatfield Miranda.
No!
Give me a break. You're not even going to get the C-listers going out there.
And for those people listening, West Coast, Top Coast, Bottom Coast, Aussie, and also in the desert, we need to explain that, because Mel and I are hugging the East Coast down here in Aussie, down in your capital of Sydney, Australia, and there's a shopping mall franchise, Bill, called Wetfield.
It's more like a shopping suburb.
And she
was... Everywhere's got one.
Got down there. And I said, is this it? Is this what's going on here? This is it's a shop. This is not a bash. Mm. This is not a do.
It's like they held it in the loading dock.
So Bill and I basically loaded up those small glasses of champagne.
Yeah.
Bill and I had been to another store, camping store, to buy a big glass. So we poured about six glasses of champagne into one of those and just stood there staring at those two grapefruits, talking amongst ourselves, trying to cut deals with anybody we could about a new development that we're planning for down here. Over there.
Pity there was no one there worth cutting a deal with.
No! Tony Graziano! I mean, I don't know what's going on there. Christian Lomas was there at the welcome home party for Ginny Hawkins. But all I want to say, Bill, is that fog, I was lurking about backstage when that whole incident occurred, and I cannot say too much, but I've been having a hell of a time, and everybody involved has been having a great time since, and we'd like to say their warmest wishes, Bill, to Ginny.
Hi! You've reached Mel and Sol at Big City Talk. They can't take your call at the moment because you're not rich or famous enough. If you were rich or famous enough, you wouldn't be calling on this number.
Big City Talk.
Back off.
Hey, Mel. I know before we went into this next track, which is from UK Wild Boys Oasis and a Hindu time song, merging into some controversial territory there. When it comes to spirituality, Bill and I, our souls were handed over to the entertainment god or devil, whatever it was, many moons ago, so we would like to comment on it. But, Bill, I know you have a goodwill message you would like to send out from Big City Talk just prior to this Oasis hit.
I do?
I thought you had a big ass in your day.
Oh, big ass. I'd hardly call it spiritual, Sol.
You said to me about no more than 20 seconds ago, Sol.
It wasn't
this,
me.
after this position, I want to drop out a big Ozzy G'day. And I said, okay, Sol, can you drop me into that? I said, sure I can. I'll do that for you.
You are hearing voices again. You are hearing things.
Eddie's nodding. He knows the truth. And Mel,
What's going on
over
here?
To you,
what's
Bill?
What's this gang up on, Mel?
Over to Bill for his big Aussie treat.
He just wants to say a big Aussie g'day to Jennifer Horton.
Hey, Ginny. Hey, dude.
We love it.
Oasis style.
Big City Talk.
I got sleep and I want
Great sports coverage in the Hindu Times.
Hey, Bill, if I could take it from sport directly across to royalty, I would appreciate it. Because I like to talk about Fergie, Princess Fergie. She's ballooning again.
Duchess of New York.
The Duchess of New York. She's ballooned right out again. Yeah. I don't know if she's still got a deal with the Weight Watching Company. I
obviously not.
Fergie, Bill, according to the trades, Fergie has got on a massive eating binge, and she has packed on 10 keys after her cosmetic surgery rejuvenation plan developed complications, leaving her with shiny, blotchy skin. It's a crisis, Bill.
Yeah. But I don't Mind you, she's happier when she's frumpy.
Well, she is, Bill. Yeah. When she's just sitting back.
That's when she's the good time girl.
On the sofa with a big box of extra buttery popcorn.
Yep. And waiting for some big fat Texan to come along and suck her toes.
Hey, a big tub of ice cream. Mm. Extra creamy. I don't know if she's planning on getting sick soon, Bill, but we do have a new range coming along of ice cream.
I was just going to say, you know, the ice cream reminds me, I saw her once sprinkling popcorn into the ice cream.
Hey, and having a big spoon of that.
Yeah.
Of ice cream. Well, I don't blame her. I love it. And I think if you could add butter to cream.
Well, you can.
Who could criticize that, Bill? I went to French on that sort of stuff. But, Bill, thousands of dollars later after surgery, problems began creeping in about 8 weeks ago for Princess Ferguson. And she panicked. And she panicked so much that she went back to the old comfort food, Bill, for emotional support.
Pork chops.
There's no special man in her life. And so that means the food, it's a free-for-all, Bill. Mm. As much grease, saturated fats, buds.
Well, I've heard she's hired the surviving member of the Two Fat Ladies in as a cook and chef.
And we know
now, there's a woman who knows how to mix butter and cream.
Hey, Fergie found, Bill, that she was allergic to collagen as well. So she now has had this collagen. She all looks shiny. She looks like a doll. She looks like a fat doll. And injectable collagen, Bill, is a liquid made from cows and pigs.
Yeah, I know what it is.
And it's inserted. Oh, yeah. Well, why don't I tell a Bill?
Ain't allergic to it yet.
Hey, Mel, the other week I
haven't had any splotches so far.
The other week I was...
I'm not shining, am I?
I was trying out some new tags on Mel for my new live show, which I'm taking over to Vegas and then coming back and doing a tour. I see clubs, and I was trying some material out on Mel, and after about four tags, I said to Mel, what's happening here? You know, usually you are, by that stage you're either heckling me or you're curled up on the floor, cramping.
Gasping for breath.
Gasping for breath because the material is so sensational. And Mel said, look, he said, that's the Botox. He said, inside, you know, I'm peeing myself here. This is terrific. But my face gives nothing away. I said, well, Mel.
It's great for playing poker.
Can you start slapping your thigh every time you find one of my tags witty? Because I'll tell you what, I was close to meltdown at this stage because it was the first time in 36 years that I've ever delivered four tags to Mel, and he just sat there looking at me with his big Botoxed trout to lips.
Sol's having to rewrite his whole show.
Mel has a permanent look of shock on his face, and you cannot get rid of that now unless he pulls his skin with his fingers, and you can only do that for so long during a dinner before
people. You can never upset me either.
Asking questions. Oh, well, Bill, it's time for some more rock and roll here. Here's Dolly Parton and
Nine to Five
song. We love the piano at this.
Bring it on.
We love the keyboard, the whatever that is, the cash register. Yeah. It's a sound that we love hearing.
Typewriter.
I got the pedal boy now picking me up. That's how cocky he's become now that our EP counters up.
Oh, he was giving us
the last 4 years.
Giving us French lessons before the show started.
What's
how the French say it again, Eddie?
Mouche.
Big City Talk.
I tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Work coming and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, oh, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you.
This is Big City Talk with Mel Zomersberg and Saul Rubinstein.
Mel, there's nothing like Dolly Parton's and the 9 to 5 hit.
I was going to say, let me slip my watch here so many Dolly Parton tags we can get out in the next 2 minutes.
More. Mel, she's hot, although I don't know whether I want to go too close these days. Because I'm not sure what's going on there. I've been to Dollywood, been on the rides, and I thought that I'd have a good time over there.
I think Dollywood was better than Disneyland.
So did I, Bill.
Yeah.
I had the same idea on that. But then again, Bill and I...
Just a lot more thought put into it.
Bill and I can often be found when we sneak back stateside, hanging out in Graceland,
Well, now there's the theme park.
Oh,
I've been trying to talk Priscilla into letting me put rides in that place for years.
At the back?
Yeah.
There's a lot of land at the back there. That's what you people don't realize.
Put a roller coaster in there.
You could put a
King
huge...
loved roller coasters. He never went on them, but he used to love watching them.
He was scared after, but he used to love sitting there with a Dagwood dog and a big bucket of fried chicken just sitting there on the grass watching the roller coaster until his leg fell asleep and started to cramp up. And at that stage, the king had to call for the golf cart to get him back upstairs.
Yeah, for a lie down.
Could somebody please get the king back? Because the king is starting to feel sick after all that fried chicken.
And Dagwood dogs.
Dagwood dogs. Oh, my mouth is watering. I'm not keeping you up today.
You are, I'm afraid.
Later on at the show, we got a special poetry quarter featuring Michael Jackson. We got news on the new movie, which is based on Mel and Sal's amazing tale of entertainment, which is about to end. We've got the
about
Latin
20
Grammys,
minutes, as a matter of fact.
Where Mel will editorialize on Mexico's Cafe Tacuba. And Mel will also explain how at the party he mistook Cafe Tacuba for a retail business. But that's all quite exciting. Also, too, we got Ray Liotta, New Dips, appearing as a guest at a drama on TV. I don't think there's any way you can go after that, Bill. You've been wedged into a corner.
We learned that lesson very early on, after we were on Young and the Restless, remember?
Britney's eBay Gub is available. You can DNA up and clone Britney and have what you're owed. Mel, music now. It's music time with something from the Finn Brothers, Kiwi Rock. I don't know if I approve of this, but it's a very special tune.
News travels fast. There's an old wreck in the underpass. Wine in a glass. And a well-traveled bed. Down the length and breadth of the motorway, down the information highway, I took a ride in an angel's seat. Still minor child,
same again. Let the black wheels fly over.
Tune Angel's Heap. I would have another name for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Heap of shit.
Heap of rubbish. That's the Fun Brothers there, Bill.
The Fun Brother Band.
The Funk Soul Brothers with from the 1995 vehicle, which was simply called Fun, and the Angel's Heap hit. I don't know if it was a hit, perhaps down under. I mean, anybody could have a hit there.
Ended up on the heap.
You get in the top 40, Bill. I was out at lunch with some serious figures from the Aussie music industry. And
some well-dressed types.
You'll get into the charts here, Bill, selling 900 CDs. That's it, 900.
Oh, easy.
It's like that's small change. So easy. When you start seeing some of Bill and Sal's spoken word albums in the charts, you're going to know exactly why
I got
and how it happened.
I got 900 immediate family members I could sell them to.
Bill's got the storage facilities, which are full of old spoken word albums, which he has tried to flag via home music clubs, via festivals and your Aussie fates.
There will be a revival of spoken word.
And this stuff is utter garbage. This was recorded in 74/77, 74 through 77, when Bill was at his most incoherent.
There are people sussing out the market. I think they're prepared to pay top dollar for this sort of stuff.
Oh, not till it's translated into English,
though. You can't get it anywhere.
Spoken in some sort of Swahili at the minute. But that stuff's hot. And if you want to buy some Bill Zabersberg product, all you got to do is go to www.bigcitytalk.com, www.bigcitytalk.com. Don't bother about /s and /s and home and diary and product and all that, because you can follow the easy links. Just click on the link, click on the feedback icon, and you can hear us at Big City Talk.
And then you get the order form there, and you just tick how many copies you want, whether it's 10, 20, 50.
And if you would like it to be a fake autograph, autographed by one of Bill's minions, tick that box. That only costs $2 extra. If you'd like it actually to be autographed by Bill, you must tick that box. Otherwise, you will receive an autograph.
Get a blank.
Which has been done by our cleaner, Mrs. Garcia. Yeah. Now, Bill, the Finns, new stuff from them. People might say, why did you play something new from them? And the answer to that is that I've been checking the mailbox every day this week, and as we know, nothing coming that way.
No, I don't hear any tills ringing.
I don't hear nothing. So you people would not be hearing that today.
Typical Kiwis.
Tight, Bill. Tight as the Scottish.
Yeah.
I mean, people say the Scottish are tight, and I went to Scotland once, Bill, and I shouted the whole bar, and one person bought me a drink later on, Bill.
Yeah.
Nothing. I got nothing out of those people.
Oh, no. Time for me at goal, laddie. I'm sorry.
And then someone came in with a big eel in his pocket. But I couldn't comment any further on that.
Yeah, because you were looking for a pheasant.
And what made him think that he had something for my stew? Yeah. Well, I was making a big stew.
A big stew.
And
big
nothing
pheasant
like,
stew.
Nothing like a big stew.
Big brown vein stew.
And I can't talk about that here because this is the final show ever. We have been sued all the way. And Bill,
suit of the yin yang.
The truth of the matter is that we have not actually been sued off air. That was a red herring that was dropped by Bill at the beginning of the show.
That's just what we'd sent to the papers overnight on the AP wire.
The truth of the matter is, Bill, is that we're leaving the show because for the first time in 7 days, we have never received any correspondence from our listeners. It is the first time it's happened in 36 years, Bill.
Mm.
We got nothing at all last week. Our server sent us because your website was down. I said, I don't want to worry about the minutiae. The fact is, we got nothing, Bill. And that's why we've quit the show in disgust.
Yeah. So screw you.
But we do have a poetry caught up.
Oh, yeah, we're still got a couple of minutes to go.
Hey, we got a fat.
We're not going until the damn real ready.
Today's poetry, Bill, but not before we get to that, we're going to have a position up.
You're with Mel and Sol's Big City Talk. The gateway to Alaska and the Orient.
Oh, a positioner? Only because I could do it. I got to go straight out of that into an ID.
Big City Talk. You've stumbled across Mel and Sol.
You people don't realize how much goddamn production goes into this show.
The world's leading paper here, audio sensation.
Sweating here over trying to tie something tasty to get a few people out there.
Big City Talk.
Credit card holders, welcome.
Hey, take that, Summersberg. At Eddie Wiener.
Don't worry me.
Bill, today's show is rating a 4.
Ah, see, typical.
I wonder why
we're leaving a show.
That is not a good way to go out. That's a 4 share.
See, this is what happened last time.
And that's not of the total audience, that's of the available audience.
Mm.
And that is a very disappointing figure, Bill. We put everything into this show for 90 minutes a week.
Blood, sweat, tears.
60 minutes of radio. The song selection process is arduous and torturous, and we get nothing back the other way, Bill. We get no compassion or love for you people, and henceforth, we would not be doing the show. And also, two of the people who have been booking the show told me they have been a little bit conspicuous in their ass as soon as quietly. You know. Anyway, today's poetry corner, Bill, comes from Jackson 5 sensation Mike Jackson. From the Bad Vehicle, and it's the title track of the Bad Vehicle, Bad. Your butt is mine.
I didn't know that line was in there.
Gonna take you right. Just show your face in broad daylight. I'm telling you on how I feel. Gonna hurt your mind. Don't shoot to kill. Come on, lay it on me, all right? I'm giving you on the count of three to show your stuff. Well, I can't read this.
This is disturbing me.
Mike Jackson.
This is disturbing me greatly.
This is coming out of a Bad Vehicle.
Sure, you sure that's not the goddamn police fact sheet you're reading there? It's not the record of an interview, is it?
But because I'm bad, j'more. Bad, bad, really bad.
Yeah.
You know it, j'more. I'm bad. And the whole world has to answer right now.
Yeah, well, I hope they lock the bastard up and throw away the key.
A bad hit now. We have no comment further to make on this, that I'm feeling very queasy. And, Bill, the only way we can get out of it now is by playing some prime pop.
Big City Talk. Watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about.
Oh, Bill, I still feel ill.
Oh, yeah, I can't go on.
We don't have too much more to go, Bill, on today's show. And I would like to talk about the new movie, which is being green-lighted, Bill, by one of the big Hollywood studios last week. And this is a story about Mel and Sal's rise from being rich New York spoiled brats to becoming radio sensations in 68.
The working title of the film was It Just Gets Better.
Heading over to L.A. then.
Yeah.
But, Mel, the film, the new title, and I green-lighted it last week, is The Invincibles.
I love it.
And I think it has a certain
grandiosity
to it, which perhaps is overplayed. But, well, if you don't ask, you don't get. I said to him in a meeting, I said, look, you know, it just gets better. I said, that's true. But
stating the obvious.
You know. We got books. We've written books about that say that whatever we touch turns to gold.
Yeah, we said we just want one word.
That's out there.
That sums us up.
The Invincibles, Bill.
The Invincibles. Was two. The Invincibles.
The Invincibles. That may go. The D may go. It may just be called Invincibles.
Invincible. Or Invincible.
Well, no, Bill. There's two people. There's two talents. And that meeting was a great success. It wound up in a titty bar off of West Hollywood.
Yeah. And, Sol and I were buying each other lap dances.
A great time was had by all. But that will chart the rise to the top, Bill, of us.
Oh, yeah.
And we are being filmed now, live as we go to air, by a massive camera crew. There's all sorts of people here, Bill. And I don't know when they're going to go away and just leave us to our medicine cabinet. To regret
very soon,
all the regrets, Bill.
Very soon, I hope.
Bill, what about Ivana Trump? She's about to host a new dating game. And I'll tell you what, that is enough to turn a man off his breakfast.
Yeah.
Even the concept of that. Bill says, yeah, he spent a good 3 years, mid-90s, trying to chubby up with Ivana Trump.
But when I pointed her out, you told me it was the daughter.
Hey, the Latin Grammys, Bill. I want to talk about that. Because Maria Rita from Brazil was there, and her co-dancer, Eddie Burrito.
Was Bina Burrito?
Bina Burrito was backstage, egging them on to further Latino greatness. Bebo Valda from Cuba was a winner, Bill. And also, too, Mexico's Cafe Tacuba.
Jeez. And, I ought to have shares in a real cream company.
Someone.
On Latin Grammy night.
Someone said to me, would you like to see Cafe Tacuba? And I said, I'm absolutely stinging for coffee. Would surreptitiously put booze in it, Bill, at the bottom. Mm. And he was a musician, and he wasn't a cafe at all.
Said, you're not a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you are not a cafe, you S.O.B. Who gave you that stupid name?
You're just like all these other talentless assholes filling this auditorium here this evening.
You're just like all the others. And, Bill, if I could just get back to Michael Jackson.
Don't click your fingers at me, boy.
Very briefly. And stop playing the samba.
Yeah. And the castanets.
Oh, the castanets.
Christ, they're annoying.
Oh. Especially when you get hit with one, Mel. Have you ever been hit?
I've had my fingers jammed in one, actually. As a child.
Mel Zammersberg. That's like getting your fingers stuck in a particularly aggressive oyster. When it's sort of, you're not sure if it's open.
Doesn't want to let go.
Closes down on you. But to Mel, there's talk that Mike Jackson's skin, he should not have any more surgery because after
don't tell me he's allergic to collagen.
More operations. The skin, according to a top plastic surgeon, Mel, becomes like parchment paper.
So you could write on it.
It's paper thin, Mel. And anybody who gets too close, anything could happen at that stage.
So he'd have to be even careful of wind in case it blew a hole in his face.
He has to avoid complications from the sun and the wind. That's why he protects himself.
And the rain, I'd imagine.
Professor Mang.
His face would just go all soggy.
Professor Mang said. I'm telling you.
I wonder where he found him.
If I'm going to ever take any advice from a plastic surgeon.
What a rainforest he found, Professor Mang.
I prefer someone with a surname like Smith.
Yeah.
Or,
A real doctor's name.
Well, you know, Knowles. But Mang, I'm not sure that I want to get involved there. Bill, check out Beyonce's Beyonce's.
Oh.
We got her on the beach there.
Bouncing Beyonce's.
Oh, all I got to say is that's Beyonce the Pale.
She got over it.
She's... Well, that's a bikini, Mel.
Give me a closer look. Look like paint.
Take a
Holy
look.
Holy Christ!
Look at that, Bill.
I wasn't looking closely enough. Jesus Christ.
It's like two big buckets.
She's carrying a pair of hot air balloons in her ass.
She is carrying some custard back there. And she jiggy, Bill.
She knows it. Look at how high
she
that...
She knows it.
Look at the pain that G's giving her.
Oh, Bill, today's show has been fun.
She be seeing stars.
And we blame Judy Hawkins for that,
yeah.
Because you cannot do that at a welcome back party and expect that the senior guests...
Yeah, no matter how low-grade your guest list is, you just can't go doing that sort of thing.
We'll walk away from something like that unscathed. Mel, we gotta go.
We gotta go, because that hoity-toity bitch from the Beebs coming up, and she's gonna cut us off whether we like it or not. So.
BBC News is next. Mel, this has been a great ride. We hope to reappear at some stage, at some platform.
Yeah.
We would like to say...
In the meantime, you'll see us at the replay of the Latin Grammys Tuesday night on CBS.
And also Ray Liotta is a star in ER in a guest role, which means one ep or something.
So, Mel, there you go. That'll fill the void when we're not on air.
It's been great, and we hope to see you at some stage. Possibly not fully digitized, but hopefully with a little something more large.
Yeah.
You know,
something a little
down.
Bit more substantial.
Oh, you people out there.
Bring it on, you bastards.
You have not deserved this. You really have not deserved this.
Yeah.
And we have not deserved to be treated this way, but we will be seeking help, and we suggest you do the same out there. Bill, our new movie is a hit.
Already?
It's...
It hasn't even come out yet.
Tipped as a hit, and Mel and I will be, we've got the Gary Shandling playing Mel, we got Jerry Orbosch from Law & Order playing Sal. It involves a polka music, it's a musical, Mel, so how about that? Stick that in your pipe, and load it up with Del's Winter tobacco, and light it up and have a great time.
Just fade him out, Eddie.
Because you people,
he's going to go on.
I'm gonna go and crash the roof. Roll myself up in a big ball and die. Lord, you know I would.
Big City Talk is a Carol DeZommer production.
Made by the Wonderland Agency.
And distributed internationally by RZB,
the world's biggest satellite radio network.